From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. Still no leaking oil in the Gulf of Mexico, where BP is testing a new cap on a broken well. NPR's Greg Allen is tracking the operation from the Coast Guard cutter Resolute.
They just call it the City. It's a collection of some 65 ships and drilling rigs, usually gathered within a one-mile radius of the spot where the Deepwater Horizon exploded and sank nearly 3 months ago. They're skimmers, collection ships, and support vessels. Patches of weathered oil, tar balls, and sheen float by. Today, many of the ships have withdrawn just beyond the six-mile exclusion zone while BP conducts seismic tests on the well. The company hopes to have answers soon on the integrity of the well, whether it was damaged in the accident or in the earlier efforts at killing the flow. If the tests come back good, then it's possible the sealing cap may be able to contain the flow until the relief wells are finished later this month. Greg Allen, NPR News, on the Coast Guard cutter Resolute.
West Virginia Governor Joe Manchin taps his former general counsel, Clark Goodwin, to temporarily fill the Senate seat left vacant when Senator Robert Byrd died last month at the age of 92. The 36-year-old Goodwin is expected to be sworn in Tuesday. The White House is using the financial regulation bill as a campaign tool before President Obama has even signed it into law. NPR's Ari Shapiro reports on the administration's strategy.
All but three Senate Republicans opposed the bill to regulate Wall Street. The top House Republican wants to repeal the bill. Presidential adviser David Axelrod plans to make sure voters are aware of that. He spoke to reporters in a conference call.
Someone once said good government is good politics, and in this case it is certainly true. And there is a clear, clear choice come November between the folks who want to repeal and repeat the mistakes of the past and return to the policies that led to this crisis, and those of us who are trying to chart a better course for this country.
That's the White House's theme for November's elections: move the country forward, not backwards. Republicans argue that more government programs don't necessarily make the country better. Ari Shapiro, NPR News, the White House.
Apple's giving away protective cases to people who bought the latest iPhone, which is experiencing the so-called death grip problem. Consumers complain that when they hold the phone with their bare hand, it can affect the signal. Well, today, Apple CEO Steve Jobs kicked off a news conference with the words, "We're not perfect."
We want to make all of our users happy. If you don't know that about Apple, you don't know Apple.
Well, Jobs strongly asserts, though, that signal losses are industry-wide, not just a problem with the iPhone 4. U.S. stocks continue their downward spiral. Today, at last check, the Dow was down 237 points at 10,122. NASDAQ Composite Index losing 60 points. It's at 2188. You're listening to NPR News. Banking experts have said the second quarter wasn't strong for U.S. financial companies, but as Scott Graff of member station WFAE reports from Charlotte, for the second day in a row, a major bank has done better than expected.
Bank of America says it made $3 billion in the second quarter. That's slightly less than numbers from the first quarter of the year or those reported last summer. But they were higher than what analysts had predicted. The nation's largest bank says for the fourth quarter in a row, credit losses declined. That was especially true, the bank says, on credit cards. But trading profits were lower, as was income from the bank's mortgage division. Bank of America's better-than-expected report comes a day after J.P. Morgan Chase posted results that also beat analyst expectations. Six of the nation's largest banks are releasing earnings figures this week and next. For NPR News, I'm Scott Graff in Charlotte.
The Labor Department reports consumer prices dipped 0.1% in June. It was the third consecutive drop, providing some relief to consumers' wallets. Federal raids were underway in five states in the country's largest ever Medicare fraud bust. More than 90 suspects have been indicted, and as of this morning, 36 people were arrested. The government's going after doctors, nurses, and anyone else who helped to illegally charge Medicare for procedures or equipment that were never used. Authorities say the suspects made over $250 million in various scams. Checking again on Wall Street, Dow is down 234 points at 10,125. NASDAQ down 60 now at 2189. I'm Lakshmi Singh, NPR News, Washington.